What's going on, guys? Today, wanted to touch base on something that has become somewhat of a plague in the video games industry. Microtransactions, loot boxes, yay. So where do I start? Well, let's talk about Call of Duty and Ghost Recon, respectively. Both have new iterations of their titles releasing this year. Actually, this month, you have Ghost Recon Breakpoint, which will be out this coming Friday, unless you pay for the, I think it's the Gold Edition, which will get you, and I'm doing air quotes here, early access, 3 days, which pretty much just means you're going to be able to play the game on time for an extra $20 or $10, and everyone who gets the standard version gets to play it 3 days late. Then you have Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which releases, I believe, I want to say like the 25th or something like that, closer to the middle or the end of the month. Both of these games I played in beta. Both of these games I actually really enjoyed playing in beta. Both of these games have egregious monetization, microtransactions, and we're going to cover the both of them right now. So I guess let's start with the big boy out of the two, which would be Call of Duty Modern Warfare. This is Infinity Ward's revisited, re-visualized take on the Modern Warfare universe. It brings back favorites such as the almighty... I don't remember his name. The guy with the fucking beard and the cigar. Anyway, I played the beta. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. There were some things that could be fixed. There were some rumored issues with the netcode. All things that could be addressed and taken care of via updates, right? Patch. And from what I read, from what I've seen, it looks like the developers actually took notes of these things during the beta and have been addressing them with the community over on their forums and things like that. And that's good, right? Because as a developer, you're coming out with a multi-platform, multiplayer shooter. You kind of want to make sure that the people who are spending their hard-earned money to go out and play the game get their money's worth. And, you know, from what I've played, again, it was fun, and it's a good overhaul, and I think it was a step in the right direction for the Call of Duty franchise that was getting to be pretty stale. So it's nice to see that they're trying to change it up, mix it up, and introduce new mechanics and a new engine to the Call of Duty franchise. All in all, I thought it was a positive outlook. Excuse me, I got an allergy thing going on right now. But here's where things get dicey, right? So there's no season pass with this year's Call of Duty. Fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic. That's great. What does that mean? Well, that means that everyone, regardless of what version of the game you buy, gets all of the content. Well, most of the content. And I'll get to why I say most in a little bit. Every single map pack that comes out, everyone's going to get it. You're going to be able to all play and enjoy the game together throughout the life cycle, which is normally a year of the title. And there won't be that paywall where, you have the people who have paid their $60 or $50 to get the season pass and the people who didn't. So, that's a good thing. Here's the shitty part now. First and foremost, Activision and Sony have a exclusive agreement, a deal that they've worked out, where essentially PlayStation will be getting a 1 year exclusive access to the Survival Spec Ops mode, which is essentially a co-op mode within the Spec Ops mode in the game. It's like a horde mode almost, but you know, think of Horde more from Gears of War, except it's Call of Duty. That's essentially what you're getting exclusively on the PlayStation for 1 year, for the length of the time that the life cycle of this game realistically is, anyone on the Xbox or anyone on PC will not be able to access this game mode. Now, Spec Ops in itself is going to be readily available to everyone on day one, regardless of platform. Within Spec Ops now, there's another mode called Survival. That's where it's the co-op survival mode. That's what's not going to be accessible. I feel two ways about this. One, at least it's not something else within the main multiplayer of the game. That could have been way worse. Two, it's a mode that I don't think anyone's going to really spend a lot of time in there. You might go check it out or whatever. And I don't think that, A, this is that big of a win for Sony. But also, it is unfair. Now, a month, a week, even 2 months, 3 months even, let's call it, would have been okay. But an entire year is pretty much you saying, hey, fuck you, we're not giving you this mode because you don't own a PlayStation, or fuck you, we took the extra money from Sony, so ha ha ha, you're not going to get this. You have people out there on PC and on Xbox who are just as much hardcore Call of Duty fans as the PlayStation fans. And I don't think that any exclusivity deal when it comes to in-game content should be more than a month, a couple of months at most. This is just ridiculous. And to be really honest, it's something that I think they're going to have to address. I mean, Sony, come on, guys. If it was the other way around, I'm pretty sure you guys wouldn't be very happy about this. And Activision, I mean, it's Activision. These guys, they're all about getting as much money out of people as they possibly can. And even though this isn't an extra mode that you can pay for, it still sucks that you're giving people, you're pretty much putting this giant wall between, you know, you're just introducing cross-platform play, and now you're saying, hey, guys, fuck off, this is a PlayStation-only feature on a game that's releasing, and it should be fully featured on every single platform that it releases on. So it's kind of it kind of sucks, man. I myself would have been playing Call of Duty on PlayStation. But honestly, I don't think that matters at this point, because I don't know whether or not I'm going to actually dedicate myself or my money towards picking this one up. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not actually because of the Spec Ops mode. That's the least of the concern. If it was just Spec Ops mode, then I would be like, okay, you know. But here's where the other big issue comes in with Call of Duty this year. The loot boxes that have been found. Apparently, there's going to be some sort of microtransaction and monetization, which, I mean, realistically, after Black Ops 4, I kind of expected it. And to be very honest, I'm not really that surprised. Where I'm surprised is that now they're taking it beyond being just cosmetics, which is bad enough, because there are people out there who are really into the cosmetics of their characters in multiplayer titles. And I mean, yeah, I like to dress my characters up and make them look cool. But I very, very, very rarely would pay attention to the premium currency in these games and, you know, go out of my way to purchase specific skins or articles of clothing for characters for my online avatars. And I say that because I've done it, obviously, in games like Destiny and stuff. With what has been given to me, I've never actually spent money on the in-game currency to get more. It's kind of been, hey, here's a free 20, you know, whatever your premium currency is. Go ahead and test out our store. Okay, sure. Let me go buy this. That's it. That's the extent of it. I just use whatever they give me. So what's happening here is apparently there's going to be weapons and weapon packs that are going to be introduced to these loot packs. And to these loot boxes, excuse me, and the microtransactions within the game and the storefront. How does that affect you, you say? Well, there's this thing called pay to win. And essentially what will be happening is you would be paying to essentially get an advantage by having these weapons that no one else will be able to get in the game unless they went out and spent the extra money to purchase the premium currency to buy directly in the game's in-game store, or via opening loot boxes, which is pretty shitty. We saw this in Call of Duty World War II a couple years back, where they had this thing where you had this open lobby where characters can kind of run around. You can run around with your avatar in this lobby, before matches or in between matches, and you can open loot boxes, and there's the spectacle where you open the box and there's confetti and lights and all this stuff, and it shows everyone what you got or what you won, essentially, in this loot box. And it was shitty. And Call of Duty World War II was one of those games that I did not purchase. I skipped it. Black Ops 4 then turned around, and what they did was they had no loot boxes or anything during launch. They just had this battle pass style of timeline that they broke down into seasons that allowed you to win specific armaments, weapons, cosmetics, and things like that just by playing the game. Eventually, what they did was introduce monetization to it, where you can pay to get like a pass to skip forward and win these things ahead of time, or double up on experience points and things of that nature. Again, pay to win, because if we're both level 29 and you're out there spending extra money to get a weapon pack that I'm not able to access at level 29 because I didn't want to spend the extra cash, you have an advantage because now you have a set of weapons that may have particular perks or advantages stat-wise that I don't have. And that becomes an issue. And to be honest, as much as I like Modern Warfare this year, I don't see myself picking it up because of this reason. You're tainting Activision, these publishers, and Ubisoft, which I'll get to in a little bit. You guys are fucking turning into EA, and you're tainting these titles that have so much potential because of how greedy you want to be. You would sell more by just excluding these little fucking stupid things that, you know, and making the games fun and fully fleshed out. So yeah, Call of Duty Modern Warfare this year, as much as I enjoyed it, man, maybe I'll pick it up on sale or something down the line. But as of right now, it's going to be a pass for me. I'm not paying full price for this game because I cannot fully support Activision and, unfortunately, Infinity Ward, who I know you have those developers there who put all their time into this game. But this is what happens. You know, we're going to have to start speaking with our wallets, guys. So, yeah, that's Call of Duty. Ghost Recon. This one I was a little bit iffy on, right? So when I went into Ghost Recon this year, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, I was a little bit skeptical about it because I wasn't 100% sold during their conference. I mean, it looked great. You know, it looked like it had all the makings to be the next major installment in the franchise. And I had one of those let me play it first kind of situations. And so when the beta released this past weekend, I took every single opportunity I could to hop in and play the game. So I that's what I did. I hopped in, I created my character, and I played for maybe 45 minutes my first sitting. And I was like, okay, it's all right. But then I started really getting into it when I revisited it the second time. And I can say that I started to see where they were going with it. The game itself, it's a pre-game, you know, it's an update from Wildlands. The camera, it's still third person. You have the option of going first person when you aim down sight. The camera is a little bit more zoomed in to your character model, so it's a lot more detailed. And overall, it seemed like this could be a phenomenal entry into the title and pick up essentially where Wildlands left off with in terms of the quality of the game. So, yeah, I was pretty much sold when I played the beta. And then came all of the microtransaction nonsense. Ho ho, Ubisoft, you fucks. So, literally, they are throwing every single type of microtransaction that you can possibly think of, with the exception of loot boxes, at you in this game. So what does that mean? Okay, so you have your own virtual currency. And with this virtual currency, you can go out and you can purchase weapons. Haha, yeah, you can go out and purchase actual fucking weapons again. Now you're probably saying to yourself, well, Ghost Recon's a single-player game, right? No, it is not. You can play solo, it's an option, but there's co-op, and there's a PvP mode. So now let's really, really break this down. You're taking a game that's a beloved franchise, one of the longest-running franchises in Ubisoft's history, and you're essentially turning it into a fucking travesty of what it was. Now, you made the game open world. You added multiplayer on top of the co-op. Fine. Those are all things that we can grow to accept. But now you're adding all these microtransactions. So now you can go in, you have these things called ghost currency or ghost points or whatever it's called that you earn in-game or that you can go and pay for. And when you pay for these things, you get a certain amount of this currency that you can use to buy in-game items. Again, if it was just visual things or, appearance, clothes and external things that don't have any effect on the gameplay itself, then I would be able to say, okay, it still sucks, but I can deal with that. But now you're putting weapons in there. Again, you're giving people an advantage. You're telling people, hey, forget the grind. And what they're essentially doing is they're lowering your EXP gain so that way it's a little bit more unbearable because now you want to unlock these things sooner rather than later. And you can't because you have to go through this fucking grind. And you're grinding and grinding. You're going to get frustrated. And eventually what you're going to want to do is say, fuck it. I'm going to use this $10. I'm going to get some of this currency. And I'm going to buy this fucking gun so I can take out Josh Rosenthal, a.k.a. The Punisher, who's the main villain in the title. Well, that's essentially what's going on and what's happening and what they want you to do. And I'm not falling for that shit. So you have that going on. So they're putting weapons in there. Then, that you can go out and you can buy in the in-game store. You can get time savers, which is a pretty much a staple in Ubisoft games. You get this time saver pack. And what the time saver pack does, it gives you extra experience points or it boosts your advancement rate experience-wise. So instead of getting 20 EXP for every kill of an enemy, now that'll give you 40 or it'll give you 60. It'll help you progress a little bit quicker, or it'll outright jump you 5 to 10 levels in your character skill tree, so that way you can upgrade and be a little bit ahead of where they would want you to be at that current point in the game. So you have that. Then you have a battle pass, essentially. Again, remember that thing we talked about from Call of Duty? It's in Fortnite, and essentially you have a timeline, and as you gain XP, you move along that timeline and you unlock special pieces of equipment. Certain pieces of equipment that you cannot unlock regularly in the game. They are locked behind this fucking paywall. So they give you the option again with real or virtual currency to go out and purchase that season pass and skip ahead. It's just fucking ridiculous what they're turning these games into. And then now again, we go back to the appearance thing and being able to buy clothes and cosmetic items. For me, it's not a big deal. It's whatever, right? Because I don't necessarily care about that kind of thing. As long as there's one piece of whatever in the game that looks partially cool, I'm good with it. But you have people who really care about the way that their in-game avatars look. That's their online personas. They want to look cool. Other people are going to see it when they're in PvP or when they're playing co-op. So it's important to them. And regardless of how you feel about it personally, that's their prerogative. And the fact that companies like Ubisoft, companies like Activision, companies like EA want to take advantage of the situation and charge you on top of what you're already paying for the game, it kind of shows the direction that the gaming industry is going, and it kind of shows us as consumers what we need to be focused on and the games and developers that we need to be supporting. What sucks is these guys have some of the biggest titles out there on the market. Your Ghost Recons, your Call of Duties and Battlefields, and your Assassin's Creeds. And these are the games and the titles and the franchises that are going to suffer. The developers who put their hard work into these titles who have to then turn around and implement all of this shitty microtransaction, pay-to-win, loot box bullshit. These guys now are gonna, they're gonna turn around. These publishers are gonna turn around and say, hey, it's you guys' fault why this game didn't sell. When it's actually not. It's these shitty publishers. And you know what? I used to think that Ubisoft was the lesser of three evils, but what they're doing with Ghost Recon kind of shows me and tells me that they are just as fucking bad as EA, Activision, and whoever else out there is pulling the shit. And now Nintendo, after their fucking Mario Kart bullshit. Guys, again, does this mean that I'm not ever going to pick up Ghost Recon? Let's be realistic. No, that is not what this means, because at the end of the day, I'm a fan of the franchise, and I had fun with the little that I played during the beta. And I would like for this game to turn around and end up being good. I would like to support them in some way, shape, or form. But guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to pay full price for this game. That is not going to happen. If I pick this game up, again, it's going to be on sale. And I'm not talking about $20 off. I need this thing at least 50% off or more. Because at the end of the day, you know what? Ubisoft, fuck you. As much as I love Assassin's Creed, and you guys got to get your shit together. Because what's happening right now, you're going down the wrong path. You're going down that EA path. You're going down that Activision path. And eventually, you guys are going to lose fans. You're going to lose consumers who would go out there and support you guys thick and thin. The people who put you in the positions where you are to be successful and keep making these titles and these franchises, keep creating for these franchises. You guys are going to lose us, slowly but surely. Let's take a look at what Borderlands is doing and what those guys are doing. Borderlands came out, and in every shape, way, shape, or form, they could have monetized the shit out of that game, because that game is all about loot boxes, but it's in-game shit. There is no pay to win. There is no microtransactions. You have a season pass, and that's it. Will they introduce some type of microtransaction down the line? Probably for Iridium and things like that. But right now, it's not there. It's non-existent. And it honestly doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. And hopefully, I hope that it doesn't make its way into the game itself. Gearbox, thank you so far for making a great game. Okay? Even though you have shitty 2K as a publisher. But, I mean, we're getting to a point in the gaming industry where it's becoming quite clear that you have the publishers out there who actually care about their franchises and want these games to succeed because they're good games, and they know that they're going to sell, and that's where they're going to make their money, from the critical acclaim and from your friends, you know, the people who go out and buy, going out and telling their friends, like, you need to play this game, and supporting it the way that you should, and not from nickel and diming gamers charging you $60 for a fraction of the game and then telling you, hey, if you want to unlock all of the rest of this shit, you're going to have to pay me more money. No, fuck you. So this is what I'm going to say, okay? Ubisoft, EA, Activision, 2K, fuck you. And I think we need to take a stand as gamers. We need to start speaking with our wallets. There are plenty of fucking games out there that we can go and play, and it sucks because we aren't going to be able to play the main franchises and the major franchises that we really want. But I guarantee you guys, if we start taking a stand and not letting these fucks take advantage of us, it will make a difference. You have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to skip Call of Duty this year, or I'm going to wait until it's on a ridiculous sale before I pick it up. You have to say, I'm going to skip Ghost of Recon this year, or I'm going to wait until it's on a sale for a great price. You have to be willing to do that. It sucked because I started doing that with the 2K games. And trust me, it sucks when you have your friends online playing 2K20 or 2K19 and you're not, you know, and you're a basketball fan and you really want to play this one because they put the updated graphics and the new rosters and blah, blah, blah. Guess what? I picked the game up on sale. Dirt fucking cheap. I mean, I didn't pay double digits for this game, and I enjoyed it more because I knew that even though all that bullshit was in there, I gave them time to patch whatever needed to be patched, fixed whatever needed to be fixed, and I paid less than $10 for the title, and I was still able to play it and enjoy it. You know what I mean? And even though I'm still giving them some money, it's not what they would have wanted. You know, even better, go out and buy the game pre-owned somewhere. And I'm not saying necessarily to go out and buy it pre-owned from GameStop, but once you buy it pre-owned, then no money is going towards the developer. This is all GameStop profit. Again, wait till the shit is on sale. Ooh, got the hiccups. Wait till the shit's on sale. Go find a pre-owned copy of the game and buy it that way. You know what I mean? Because they can see that, okay, there's people using the game, but, I mean, the sales are pretty low. Just, fuck them. That's all I got to say. Fuck them. You know what I mean? This is disappointing, man, because, again, these are two major franchises that I was looking forward to really digging into and playing going into this winter season. This is the season of the military shooters, really. There's no Battlefield this year. Call of Duty is going to be a fucking microtransaction mess, loot box mess, and then you got fucking Ghost Recon now. That's going to be a fucking microtransaction-filled turd. And I'm sorry, I can't support them. I can't support them. I'll find something else to play in the meantime. There's plenty other games out there, single-player experiences that I can go out and enjoy, like Control, continue playing Borderlands, you know, Blasphemous is out, and there's a back catalog of games to go out there and play too, Resident Evil 2, which I haven't bought yet. So there's titles to be played. Unfortunately, they're not going to be the franchises or the major titles that we normally look forward to going into this holiday season. But yeah, man, fuck them. And Nintendo, I'm putting you in the category too for right now. Fuck you. You know, this microtransaction, nickel and diming shit, you guys are hurting the industry more than you are pushing us forward. And you are turning into the egregious piece of shit corporations that we talk about in everyday life. And I'm going to put you in the same category as your Apples, as your Samsungs, you know, your LGs, these guys who come out with multiple versions of cell phones. Just come out with one fucking phone, or come out with a big one and a small one. You know, like, and every year it's a new one. Every year it's the same thing rehashed. It's little micro improvements that we fall for every year as consumers, and we're fucking idiots because I fall for them shits too. So I guess it's, you know, with that being said, I mean, I've aggravated myself beyond end, and that's not a good thing because I'm going into work and now I'm going to be aggravated at work, be it more than I normally am. But I'm going to say this, guys. I mean, if you're going to pick the games up, I mean, it's your money, it's your time. Do so at your own risk. But you've been warned. I'm not the only person talking about this. There's plenty of guys online that you can pull up on YouTube who are saying the same things. And, you know, and I'm not talking about your major, you know, news outlets for gaming. I'm not talking about your IGNs or your GameSpots. Those guys are going to give you the sugar-coated version of this shit, because at the end of the day, they got to stay in the good graces of these publishers, because that's where they get their sponsorships and their money and whatever from. Fuck that. They're not giving me anything except headaches right now. So I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, fuck Ubisoft, fuck Activision, fuck EA, and even fuck Nintendo right now. And you know what? Fuck you too, Sony, with your bullshit, with this one-year deal shit with fucking Call of Duty for the fucking stupid-ass Spec Ops co-op mode. You guys need to really cut this shit out. It's time as gamers that we come together, unify. Fuck this console wars bullshit, Xbox versus Microsoft. You know, Microsoft Xbox versus Sony versus Nintendo versus PC. Fuck it. We need to come together, stand together, because at the end of the day, we're all doing the same thing, and that's playing games for our enjoyment as a hobby, as a profession. Some people out there are lucky enough to play games as a profession. Cross-platform gaming needs to be a thing across all platforms. I'm talking to you, Sony. Stop being a bunch of dicks and make cross-platform gaming something readily available in every multi-platform title that comes out on your platform, because you still have your exclusive console, your exclusive games that are going to be selling, and that's the bread and butter of the PlayStation. So yeah, guys, I'm just ranting now. This has been another episode of the Travel Cast. It's your boy, that guy JR, with the Four Dummies Podcast. The only podcast for dummies, by dummies. Peace.